on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Tasmanian government last week announced plans to expand the Mole Creek National Park in the northwest of Tasmania, an area known for its beautiful limestone caves, its untouched wilderness in parts, and the Great Western Tiers. But it's also an area that is enormously significant for Tasmania's Aboriginal population. The Aboriginal Land Council, if you're a regular listener to Mornings, you'll know this, have been pushing to have the first Aboriginal-managed national park created in this area, at Kuparuna Niara, the Great Western Tiers. And they were disappointed to hear the government's announcement that would bring further protections, but not under Aboriginal management. Rebecca Digney is the manager of the Aboriginal Land Council and joins us this morning. Rebecca Digney, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
You say the government's announcement, quote, is against the results of community consultation and that it ignores a formal land claim. How does it do this, Rebecca?
Leon, the Aboriginal Land Council responded to Premier Gutwin's announcement in his State of the State address that he was openly calling for proposals for future land return to the Aboriginal community. And we did that by putting in a submission requesting that the Premier consider some land being the unallocated Crown land in the Kuparuna Niara Great Western Tiers area that was about to go before Parliament or is due to go before Parliament to change its tenure from currently being unallocated to low-level reserve, conservation reserve land, and that they consider handing that land back under the guise of an Aboriginal-owned and managed national park. Last week's announcement, it's a bit of a double-edged sword for the Aboriginal community, Leon. We always welcome further protections of land, particularly land that is, inherently, important, culturally important because of the heritage, Aboriginal heritage sites on that land, and particularly land with high conservation values. We always welcome further protections of land. We were disappointed that we hadn't actually received any response formally or informally from the government acknowledging our submission to have that land returned to Aboriginal ownership under the guise of a national park.
Were you consulted before the announcement was made?
No. And I guess that added to the disappointment in that we read about the proposed extension of the Mole Creek National Park through just generalised media and the media release from the Minister from Parks office. In saying that, we... We were disappointed, but we were also holding out hope as a community. I mean, the extension of the national park was only roughly 3,000 hectares or thereabouts. We've still got an active claim for the remaining 22,000 hectares of land, unallocated Crown land that is bordering on the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area. So we're holding out hope. And I guess, in fairness, we read the press release from the Minister from Parks office very closely. And we note that she has not closed the door completely. And she made a statement that we're hoping to hang our hat on, I suppose, acknowledging that despite the expansion of the national park, she's not closing the door on Aboriginal ownership or Aboriginal management.
Did she say Aboriginal ownership? I mean, my reading of that was she said this doesn't preclude Aboriginal involvement in the management of these parks into the future or parts of these parks. But it doesn't talk about sort of Aboriginal ownership of that national park and management. I felt like there may have been a distinction there. Were you reading that?
Yes, and I'm glad that you pulled me up on that. You're quite right, Leon. When we did read that, that was something that was picked up, that there was no, despite what I just previously said, there was no mention of ownership, but that they weren't precluding Aboriginal management of the area, and that it didn't close the door for consideration for future land returns. So whether or not the notion of future land returns relates to that area in particular, or there are other areas, I mean, obviously the Aboriginal Land Council, you know, we're keen to talk about land return at any given opportunity. So if the Minister for Parks has some areas in mind, we'd be happy to have that conversation.
There was some confidence in the Aboriginal Tasmanians I've spoken to recently about Peter Gutwin's intentions when it comes to recognising Aboriginal, you know, first owners of this land and potentially this parks process. Have you spoken to Peter Gutwin about this since the announcement was made last week, Beck?
No, I've not. Had any conversations with the Premier since this announcement was made. We've written to the Premier, and that correspondence has been acknowledged, but that's as far as it's gone. It certainly hasn't progressed beyond that point. We would welcome to, you know, we're always happy to have a conversation with the Premier if the opportunity arises. We're certainly keen to progress things.
Rebecca, while we have you there, we've focused as a program on the return of the petroglyphs, something that Aboriginal Tasmanians want very badly. For people that are new to the story, from memory, in the 60s, they were hacked from rock faces in the west of Tasmania and then taken to museums in the north and south of the state. Those museums and the government have said they will be returned. The question is how and when. Do you have a latest on that story for us?
Yes, this is the timeline that just keeps growing, Leon. We are now working towards a return in late October. That is the date that we have laid down as a community. The difficulty that we're facing at the moment is these huge cultural artefacts have been backed with concrete, particularly the petroglyphs that have been held by TMAG in Hobart, and it's quite a delicate operation to remove that concrete. We've required specialist stonemasons to come in. We've had structural engineers looking at these petroglyphs. The mere size of them has made it difficult for that process even to occur, but the wheels are slowly starting to turn, and we've received some expert advice that the concrete can in fact be removed, but it is going to be a very, very delicate operation to do that, to ensure that the soft sandstone doesn't crumble. Everything going to plan, we are hoping to see the petroglyphs repatriated in October. However, that timeline, as we are learning, is always tentative with this process. It's a case of we don't know what we don't know until we know it. So with an operation like this, as we're dealing with moving along and getting the petroglyphs back to where they were stolen, hurdles pop up and issues pop up, and then it's all back to the drawing board as we try and problem solve. It's certainly required a lot of very sharp minds to get as far as we have got in the process. So fingers crossed October.
Rebecca Digney from the Aboriginal Land Council talking with us this morning about the ambitions for a national park.